This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Yesterday, the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation announced that a Bethel resident tested positive for COVID-19. YKHC said the individual is in self-isolation now, but had previously traveled to a regional village while they were infectious. It has recommended that the unidentified village implement mandatory masking in public, as well as a shelter-in-place order through July 5th. This is the first time the Health Corporation has recommended such measures after a positive case of coronavirus. YKHC is not releasing the name of the community to protect patient privacy. Symptoms of COVID-19, the disease caused by the coronavirus, include fever, chills, cough, shortness of breath, diarrhea, and a diminished sense of taste or smell. Anyone with these symptoms is asked to not go see a medical provider, but instead to call their village clinic or the Bethel Hospital. In fishing news, for the first time in 5 years, commercial salmon fishing is returning to Kuskokwim Bay. A new buyer hopes to start purchasing salmon from fishermen before the end of the month. The buyer is E&E Foods, located in Washington State. Company COO Ken Ing says E&E may be new to Kuskokwim Bay, but it's already looking toward an extended future.
We hope that it is so successful that we will be back every year for a long time.
It's been able to do that already in other areas of Alaska.
Currently, we have operations in Kenai, Yakutat, Bristol Bay, and also Kotzebue.
Ing says there are two reasons for expanding to Kuskokwim Bay.
As an opportunity to expand our buying area geographically, but also maybe help the local community to reestablish the salmon fishery.
That commercial fishery shut down in 2016 when the Coastal Villages Region Fund mothballed its processing operations, saying it was losing about $6 million a year. Suddenly, local fishermen and workers saw a substantial portion of their annual income disappear. Many could not afford their boat motor payments. Some lost water and sewer service. Shopping trips to Anchorage for school clothes was no longer an option. Other salmon buyers tried to enter the area in the years since, but none have been successful. Until now. E&E has a tentative agreement with the State Fish and Game Department to revive the commercial fishery with its first commercial opener on Monday, June 29th. Ing is expecting 70 to 80 commercial fishermen to participate. Fishermen will be limited to 6-inch or less mesh. E&E's primary targets are sockeye and coho salmon, but it will also buy kings and chum. It has yet to set a price, but says it will pay competitively. That price, Ing says, will depend on the salmon world market.
Well, compared to previous years, the pricing has been down. In some cases, because of the COVID-19 situation, there just has been a lot less demand.
E&E has contracted with former partners for the venture. The processor ship called the Clipper Epic will be anchored in Good News Bay. Meanwhile, a tender will travel to and from Quinnahock. Ing says both vessels are following COVID-related state health precautions. All workers are tested for coronavirus and isolated for 2 weeks before boarding the ships, and they're committed to a no-contact fishery.
Meaning that the fishermen cannot board any of our vessels, nor can we board their vessels. So we will just transfer the fish from the fishing boat to the tender or to the processors.
Also, workers will not go ashore and will instead be resupplied through a tender. Ing says the processor can handle up to 70,000 pounds of fish per day and would like to process that much salmon each opener until the coho season ends in August. All the salmon will be frozen aboard the processor and shipped to Seattle. In more fishing news, managers on the Yukon River are imposing more measures to try to conserve Yukon River king salmon. KYUK's Johanna Urich has more.
Until now, restrictions on fishing have been limited to the Yukon River system. But this week, Opportunities for subsistence fishing along the coast near the river are also being reduced because king salmon have not appeared in expected numbers. Instead of being open every day all week, fishing in the South Coastal District is being cut in half to 3.5 days a week. On Thursday at noon, state fish and game managers are closing 24/7 subsistence fishing in the South Coastal District, including Hooper Bay and Scammon Bay. Starting Friday, June 26, fishing in the district will open at 10 Friday mornings and remain open until 10 at night on Mondays. This 82-hour-per-week fishing schedule will continue until further notice. Gillnets used in the opening must have 6-inch or smaller mesh. The number of kings in the Yukon River this summer indicates there'll be not enough of them to harvest. Chums are beginning to show up, and the fishing openings are designed to allow for some harvest of chums while letting the kings swim to spawning grounds. For KYUK, I'm Johanna Urick.
In more Yukon fishing news, so few king salmon have returned to the Yukon River that there is a moratorium in effect to help get every king possible up to the spawning grounds. The run size is tracking with 2013 when the run was very weak. Alaska Department of Fish and Game Manager Holly Carroll says that unless every king salmon is conserved now, it's possible that not enough will cross the border to meet the terms of the treaty agreement between the U.S. in Canada. The good news is that the chum are beginning to swim up the river, though they are even later than last year's run, which was the latest run biologists had ever seen. Carroll says the subsistence fishing openings are designed to use dip nets and beach seines to target chums and let all kings swim on to spawn. Carroll says she knows the water is high and deep everywhere on the Yukon right now, all the way up to Eagle. She says she knows that this level of high water is unusual for this time of year, and it does make fishing harder for fishermen. She says it hasn't hampered catches at the pilot station's sonar, so it doesn't appear to be affecting the assessment of the run. Lastly, the longtime executive director of the Coastal Villages Region Fund has retired. Morgan Crow worked with CVRF for 22 years. His retirement became effective immediately on June 15th. He was replaced by Eric Deacon, who'd been working as chief operating officer and has been with the organization since 2008. A press release from CVRF says under Crow's leadership, the organization grew to a multi-million-dollar owner and operator of seafood vessels. CVRF is a community development quota group that is allocated a share of Bering Sea fisheries by the federal government. CVRF says that it is the only CDQ that fully owns and operates vessels in each of the cod, crab, and pollock fisheries. This is KYUK News. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Thanks for listening. Please email your comments and news tips to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for News Yukdun coming up.